亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家主里平安。
Peace in the Lord, our dear brothers and sisters.
让我们一同来打开主的话语。
Let us open the Word of God.
我们先看《生命记》第八章。
We'll begin by reading Deuteronomy chapter 8.
从七节读到，先读到十一节。
We'll read from verse 7 to verse 11.
我读一节中文，我的弟兄读一节英文。
We'll read Chinese and English alternately.
第七节，因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。
From verse 7, For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills.
那地有大小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
And a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land which whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
你吃得饱足。就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
And when you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes which I'm commanding you today.
好，我们再读何西阿书第三章第一节。
We will read Hosea chapter 3 verse 1.
照样的，我读中文，我弟兄读英文。何西阿书第三章第一节，耶和华对我说，你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人，虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。
Chapter 3 verse 1, Then the Lord said to me, Go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet adulterous, even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes.
我们再看何西阿书第十一章第一节。
And the same book, Hosea, chapter 11, verse 1.
何西阿书十一章第一节，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son.
我们再读何西阿书第十四章第九节，这本书的最后一节。
And then chapter 14 verse 9, which is the last verse of this book.
谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？谁是通达人可以知道这一切？因为耶和华的道路是正直的，或者是对的，义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them.For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but the transgressors will stumble in them.
我们最后读箴言第三章第五到六节。
Lastly, we'll read from Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
箴言三章五到六节。
Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我把这两节中文都先读了。你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌的副歌啊，说要依靠主，专心靠主，是我们礼拜四早晨年长聚会每一次一定唱的一首短歌。
And that hymn, the chorus of that hymn we just sang, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. It's a short song that we'll sing every Thursday as we gather.
你说干嘛？你们每次都要唱同一首？当然还有别的了。为什么一定要唱这一首歌呢？
So you may ask, how come every elderly gathering you will sing that same song? Of course, we sing other songs too, but why this song every time?
我相信是因为我们走到人生最后这个阶段的时候。对人生的一种体会。
And perhaps it's, the sense we have for life as we come to the last stage of our life.
就是世上一切的人事物都靠不住，我们人生至终唯有依靠主。
That it is that there is nothing else in this world or in our life that we can trust in. As we come to the end, we have to trust in the Lord alone.
你想想看，临终闭目的时候，你还靠什么？我们
Just imagine,
唯有依靠主。
When we're on our own deathbeds, what else can you trust in? We only can trust in the Lord.
不是到那个时候才靠主啊，神啊，救我！我们乃是要专心依靠主，在人生一切的路上要认定他到底。
And it is not, I'm not saying that we will only trust in the Lord when we're on our deathbeds to say, Lord, help us now, but that.In all of our ways, in all of our days, we will trust him until the end.
就连神人摩西和带领以色列人进迦南美地的约书亚，他们临终的时候对以色列人的劝诫是什么呢？
Even men of God Moses and Joshua who led the people into the good land, what were their exhortation?
要专靠耶和华你们的神，因为他是你的生命。Individually, 他是你的生命。
That at the end of their life, they exhorted Israel, saying, "Trust only in the Lord, because this is your life."
神是一个有目的、有计划、有旨意，而且有安排的神。他的目的就是要把照着他的形象、按照他的样式所造的人带进美地，让他们享受美地。
Our Lord is a Lord who has a plan, who has a will and a purpose. And his purpose is that he has created man in his own likeness, and he will bring us into a good land to enjoy all of his fullness.
让他所造的人都能够长大成人, 能够成为配偶来爱他。
That everyone he has created can grow up to mature into a spouse that can love him.
而且每一个人都长大，像他的儿子能够顺从他做长子，得长子的名分。
And everyone can mature into the character and the likeness of his son, that they can grow up into a sonship to inherit everything that he has.
做他的配偶也好，做他的儿子也好，都是要和他一同掌权，为的是要来建立神永远的国度。
Whether it is to be his spouse or it is to be his son,The whole purpose is so that we can rule and reign with him to inherit that eternal kingdom.
你知道旧约圣经啊，头十七卷书啊，从创世纪到路德记啊，讲两件重要的事情。
You know, the whole first 17 books in the Old Testament from Genesis all the way to the book of Ruth, there were Esther. Okay, to Esther. There are two main things that the Bible talks about.
讲什么？
What does the Bible talk about?
美地和王。
One is about this good land. The other one is about the king.
美地和王都是指向基督。
And both of these things point directly to Christ.
美地是预表包罗一切的基督，因为神本性一切的丰盛都在有形有体的居住在基督里面。
The good land talks about, the old encompassing Christ, because all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily forms in him.
而王呢，就是预表基督要在他的儿女中间做王掌权，而且建立神的国度。
And the king or the kingship talks about how the Lord will rule and reign among his people and to establish his kingdom.
今天我参加的礼拜晚上参加的旧约这个读经组是读小先知书，今年不久以前读完了何西阿书。
And this year I joined the minor prophets Bible study on Friday nights,
right.
And we just finished studying or reading the book of Hosea.
我们看见北国以色列啊，就是不认识神是包罗一切的，他们没有专心靠他，他们不认定他做他的神和做他的王。
And we saw the northern kingdom Israel.Did not know the Lord as the all-encompassing Christ, and they did not trust him in all their ways.
所以王国被掳，从尊贵的地位堕落了， 成为王国奴真是一个何等悲惨的一个惨痛的教训。
So the kingdom was destroyed and the people were taken captive. They descended from a noble position all the way to slaves.
以色列人失败的故事是我们的见解，也是我们人生到底所要学习最重要的功课。
The failure of Israel is an example and a warning to us. It is also one of the most important lessons we can learn in life.
所以今天早上分享的题目就是专心仰赖主，认定他。
So the theme or the burden I have for this morning, it is to trust in the Lord with all your heart and acknowledge Him.
分三个小点。
So three sub-points.
第一就是要认识基督这包罗一切的美地。
First, we need to know Christ as that all-encompassing good land.
第二点就是要专心依靠他，认定他是丈夫，是父亲。
Secondly, is to trust him in wholeheartedly and acknowledge him as our husband, as our father.
最后，他必指引我们的路。
And thirdly, that he will direct our path.
我们先看第一点，要认识基督这包罗一切的美地。
Firstly, we want to see Christ as that all-encompassing, all-inclusive good land.
生命记八章七到九节是摩西在北系百姓进入美地之前告诉以色列人那一个美地是如何的丰富。
So the verse we read from Deuteronomy chapter 8, it is when Moses described that good land, the fullness of the land to the people of Israel before they entered.
那里列举了十多种的丰富，是代表基督徒对基督那个丰盛生命各方面的享受和经历。
He listed and described over 10 fullnesses, which describes our experiences of Christ.
简单的分成三大类，第一是水，第二是食物，第三是矿物。而且基督所在的那美地的地理位置呢，也是基督的预表。
And that there are three main categories. One is water, the other one is food.And the third one is mineral. Even the geographical location of that good land is a type of Christ.
生命记八章第七节一开始怎么说呢？因为耶和华你神领你进入美地。
From the beginning, verse 7 says, For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land.
你要知道美地乃是一个高地啊，它的东面是约旦河、死海，那是最低的地方。然后南面是埃及河，西面是地中海，所有的河都是往那边去流的嘛，那所以它是最高的地方。
So the good land, if you know, it's a high ground. On the east side, you have River Jordan and the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point. And then on the south, you have this River of Nile in Egypt. And on the west, you have Mediterranean. And that all the water will run to Mediterranean.
在圣经中水消极的一面是代表死亡，所以美地三面被水环绕呢，就表征美地是被死亡环绕的。
And in the Bible, negatively about water, it describes death. So when the good land is surrounded by water, it talks about this place is surrounded by death.
那么美地是高过水和海，表征复活的基督是高过并且胜过死亡。
Yet it is this good land is a high ground. It is higher than the sea and the rivers. It talks about the resurrected Christ that is greater and higher than all the death.
Amen. 那北面呢是黑门山，那是象征复活升天的基督降下是那个生命之灵啊，降下甘露。
On the north, you have Mount Hermon, which is the highest point. It represents the ascended Christ into heaven, who is sending out the dew of the Holy Spirit.
那么八章七节的后半呢，就是说到美地丰富的第一类就是水。
And the second part of verse 7 talks about water.
水积极的一面是代表生命，因为有水就有生命。
From the positive side, the Bible describes water as one that gives life.
美地有河、有泉、有源，从山谷中流出水来。
This is a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing from valleys and hills.
山代表复活，谷代表死亡，从山谷中流出水来，就表示对基督死而复活的经历。
And the hills represent resurrection, and valley represents death. So if there's water flowing out of valleys and hills, it talks about the experience of the resurrected Christ in our lives.
保罗的经历啊, 就是一个例子。
And the experience of Paul is an example of this.
他一面似乎是忧愁的, 他却是常常快乐的。
On one hand, he's full of sorrow, yet he's always joyful.
所以他可以在监牢中啊, 写出基督是喜乐全员的腓立比书。
So even when he's imprisoned, he can write Philippians, which talks about that Christ is the fountain of all joy.
困在监牢中似乎是一无所有, 他却是样样都有。
When he's in prison, he had nothing, yet he's rich in all things.
因为他竟然写出了隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘。
And he can write about the mystery of the God in all creation.
就是基督和教会, 就是以弗所书和哥罗西书。
And the mystery of Christ and his church, that is the book of Ephesians and Colossians.
他似乎是贫穷的, 却是叫许多人富足的。 新约一半竟然是他写的。
Even though he was in poverty, yet he can write half of the New Testament that enriched all men.
又像 Fanny Crosby 姊妹啊, 她虽然眼瞎, 却能写出几千首的诗歌来赞美主, 叫人的信心富足。
Or like Sister Fanny Crosby, even though she herself was blind in her eyesight, yet she can write thousands of hymns that enriched so many believers.
所以我们的难处正是经历基督死而复活的机会。
So all of our troubles and difficulties are opportunities that we can experience the resurrection and the power of Christ.
这就是我们在基督这块美地上从山谷中流出水来。
So when we're in this good land, we can experience the water flowing out of valleys.
好,第八章第八节呢, 说出美地的第二类出产是食物。
And verse 8 talks about the food of this good land.
首先是谷类的食物, 小麦和大麦。
Firstly are grains, wheat and barley.
小麦代表基督受死的生命。
Wheat talks about the life of Christ that is suffering and death, because he described himself as one grain of wheat falling into the ground and dead and died.
大麦代表基督复活的生命。当拿俄米带着他的摩押媳妇路德回到伯利恒的时候，正是动手割大麦的时候。
And barley talks about the resurrection of Christ, because you remember how Naomi took his Moabite woman Ruth back to Bethlehem. It was time for barley harvest.
当拿俄米和路德婆媳两个都是寡妇，没有丈夫，没有孩子，从波阿斯的田里拾取大麦的时候，那是一个复活的转机。
When these two widows began to glean of barley in the field of Boaz, they experienced a turning point of resurrection.
他们真是从死亡绝望的光景中经历了死而复活。
They truly experienced this resurrection and a new life through their desperation, their despair in their death.
后来从路德的后代生出了大卫王，并且列在耶稣基督的家谱中，那是一件何等荣耀的事情。
All the way until the end, when King David was born from the family line of Ruth, and she was recorded in the genealogy of Christ.
然后呢，就是果树，果子的食物。
And thirdly, it talks about all the fruit trees.
那里有葡萄树，葡萄出酒，代表基督那个喜乐，叫人鼓舞的生命。
When there are grapes and vines which can produce wine, which talks about the joy and the uplifting life of Christ.
无花果树结无花果，无花果人家叫做蜜果，就表示基督那个甜美使人满足的生命。
And talks about the fig tree, which people call it the sweet honey tree, honey fruit, which talks about the sweetness and the satisfying life of Christ.
Amen. 石榴树，石榴树大家吃过没有？石榴树满了鲜红饱满的汁浆。
And have you seen or eaten pomegranates before? It's full of this red sapphire-like juice.
Yeah, 这个代表基督丰盛健康的生命。
It talks about the fullness, the healthy life of Christ.
橄榄树这个英文呢就叫干脆就翻译了橄榄油，所以啊橄榄出油哈、啊、就代表基督这末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，乃是他那个丰盛得胜有余的生命。
And the olive tree that gives out olive oil that talks about the Christ, the last Adam, is the one who pours out the Holy Spirit so that we can bebe filled to until we're overflow.
这里说到蜜啊，我们可以看下面一个 slide， 生命记二十六章九节。所以其次就说到奶与蜜。
And he talks about, after he talks about honey, or milk and honey.
因为美地就是什么牛奶与蜜之地嘛。
We all know the Bible talks about the promised land of as a land of flowing with milk and honey.
你说奶与蜜有什么特别啊
？You say what's so special about milk and honey？
哎，它是动物和植物联合的一个产生的，也是基督的预表。
It is a product, that is, of the union, not the union, but the, it's produced by animal and plant together.
Yes.
Which is also a type of Christ.
Life of animal and the life of plants. 啊，好，这个植物表示呢，主是什么？生命、复活、繁增。
And the plant represents Christ. He is the life, the resurrection, and it multiplies.
Yeah, 一粒麦子落在地，结出许多子粒来嘛，是 multiply 繁增的。
One grain of wheat falls in the ground, but it bears many, many fruits.
基督的生命也是动物的生命，它是神的羔羊嘛，是为着救赎的。
But the life of Christ is also an animal, the Lamb of God who came to save the sin of the world.
奶就是牛跟羊嘛，动物。吃草吃植物所产生的。
So you see milk, it's the animal, cattle or sheep that eats the plant, the grass, and then it produces milk.
Amen. 所以蜜呢就是小动物蜜蜂吃那个植物花蜜所产生的。
And of course honey comes from the little insect, the honeybee, who takes the pollen of the flower.
所以你说我们的基督多好啊，他的他所给我们的食物是又可以繁增又有救赎的功能啊，这种食物滋养有力啊。
And how wonderful is the supply from Christ? It both multiplies as the plant and also it provides redemption and salvation.
使美地上的心腹啊健康美丽。
So all the bride in this good land are all robust and healthy.
使美地上的儿子啊长大。
And all the sons from this good land grows and matures.
你看这一幅图画，这就是经历享受基督这美地一切丰盛供应的结果。
So you see this beautiful picture. It is a result of all the people in the good land receiving the fullness of Christ.
对，你看这个八章九节的后半呢。
And you see the latter part of verse 9.
那是说到美地的第三类的出产是矿物。
And it talks about the minerals from this good land.
哦，他说那地的山石头是铁，那山内可以挖铜。
And in the land whose stones are iron and out of which hills you can dig copper.
你知道石头、铁、山、铜乃是为着建造和征战。
And you see the stones and the iron and the copper are all talking about the building up, the construction.
当我们享受基督这美地上一切丰盛的时候，不是为着我们的自己，乃是为着神家的建造和神国的征战。
And so when we are enjoying all the fullness and the richness of the land of God, it's not just for our own satisfaction, but it's for building up the house of God and to fight in warfare for the kingdom of God.
建造和征战都是同时发生的。
Both construction and warfare happens at the same time.
因为仇敌一定要来破坏神的建造。
Because we can be sure there are enemies that try to disrupt the construction and the building up of God.
所以我们从前在读过尼希米记四章十七节，就回到耶路撒冷重建城墙的人，都是一手做工建造，然后一手拿兵器征战。
So if you remember Nehemiah, all the people who returned to Jerusalem to build up the wall of the city, they hold weapon in one hand and construction materials in the other.
新约以弗所书二章四章就看到居所的建造，身体的建造。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 and 4, it talks about the building up of the body, the building up of the temple of God.
第六章就讲到那个为着征战的全副军装。
But chapter 6 talks about the full armor of Christ.
所以基督一面是 活石是房角的铜块石头，基督又是征战的兵器。
On one hand, Christ is the living stone, the first cornerstone of the foundation. On the other hand, he is the weapon, the full armor of God.
所以我们要穿戴神所赐的基督这一位这个全副的军装，我们就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，而且打败他。
So if we can take up the full armor of Christ, then we can resist the devil and also overcome.
所以这样看来啊，这个美地啊，有一切的供应。
So we see here this good land has all the provision that we need.
还没有，八章的三节九节的上半说啊，你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。
Therefore, verse 9 says, "This is a land where you will eat food without scarcity. You will not lack anything."
我们只要在基督这个美地上生活行动，我们就不会有缺乏的。
As long as we're living and operating and having a life in this good land in Christ, then we will lack nothing.
那以色列人怎么会软弱失败？我们神的儿女怎么软弱失败呢？就是十一节，你看这个八章十一节，他说啊，你们要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神。
Then how come Israel had their failures? How come the people of God are often weak and fail? The verse 11 gives us the clue.Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God.
真的，我们都要注意听哦。
So we all need to pay attention here.
不要忘了，不要忘了。结果呢？果然忘了。
Do not forget. Do not forget. At the end, we all often forget.
神耶和华是包罗一切的，你在这里就都有了。结果呢？不专靠他。
Our Lord Christ is all encompassing. He has all the fullness. Yet at the end, we still do not trust him.
不专靠他。他一切的丰富对我们只是客观的知识，我们没有办法使他成为我们主观的经历和认识。
If we cannot cling onto him, then all the goodness in Christ are just knowledge to us.
所以第二点，我们就要来看专心仰赖耶和华，认定他是丈夫，是父亲。
Therefore, the second part, we want to see how we can trust in the Lord with all our heart and to acknowledge him as our husband and father.
箴言三章五节说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
And Proverbs 3:5 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
专心 with all your heart, 就是不要三心二意的。
That do not have a divided heart.
以色列人的历史是最好的例子。
And the history of Israel is the best example for us.
专心仰赖，神就建立他的王位后裔。不但王位不保，国民国家都会灭亡。
As long as they trust in the Lord establishes them. But when they fail to follow the Lord, the whole nation fall into despair.
关于这个专心仰赖的话，我们就看看以色列的各个王啊，简单的看。
So if we want to see this trusting in the Lord with all our heart, we just need to look through the kings of Israel simply.
最合神心意的是谁？就是大卫。
Who was the one king that followed the Lord's heart? That was David.
大卫王啊，从年轻开始啊，就牧羊的时候赤手空拳，就能经历依靠耶和华。
King David, when he was a little shepherd boy, with no weapon, he has already experienced trusting in the Lord.
狮子的、熊的爪。还有那个大巨人哥利亚。
He said, "The Lord has rescued me out of the paws and the claws of lions and bears and even Goliath."
然后他带以色列人打了无数的胜仗。
And he has led the army of Israel into countless battles.
大卫不是靠自己的。
And he never trusted himself.
就如在诗篇六十篇第十二节，他自己说：“我们依靠神才得施展大能，因为践踏我们敌人的就是他。”
Even in Psalm 60, he says, "It is by the Lord that we have the great victory, because it is Him who tramples on our enemies."
大卫经历主就是他的铁和铜，就是他的武器和军装。
He experienced that the Lord is his iron, his copper. The Lord is his armory.
他不但征战得胜，他得胜所带的这些掳物都带回来，为了建造耶和华的圣殿。
Not only he gained the victory, but he took out all the loot so that he can come back to build up the temple of God.
他还是一个唱诗、写诗，还做乐器赞美神的人。
And he's also one who's a psalmist of Israel, and he sings many songs to praise the Lord.
对，他真是活出了一个靠神喜乐并且得胜的生活。
And he lived out a life that by the Lord he has all the joy and all the victories.
我们的生活是不是认定主？我们靠他，靠他喜乐得胜，而且生活是满了赞美神和荣耀神的生活呢？
Do we have a life that is full of victory because we trust in the Lord? Do we live a life that sing and rejoice in the Lord always?
接下去看他的儿子所罗门。
Then you can see his son Solomon.
没有专心仰赖耶和华
who did not trust in the Lord with all his heart,
跟着妃嫔去拜这些外邦神
and later in his life he followed all the concubines,
所以神就把他的
国夺回 idols.
十个支派给了他的臣子耶罗伯安，只剩两个支派给他的儿子罗伯安。
So the Lord took the kingdom away from him and his son, and that only two tribes follow his son Rehoboam, and the other 10 followed Jeroboam.
那么耶罗伯安呢，十个支派白白的给你，结果他自己想办法要做金牛犊，他就忘了赐他国位的神。
And what about this Jeroboam who received 10 tribes as his kingdom freely? He, by his own wisdom, he set up 2 golden calves, and that he failed to follow the Lord who gave him his all goodness.
十八个王没有一个依靠主，都是拜偶像，成了属灵的淫妇。
And after this Jeroboam, all the 18 kings after him, none of them followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
在这个何西阿书七章十一节啊，哎，那里说啊，以法莲呢，就是以色列国啊，好像鸽子愚蠢无知，求告埃及，投奔亚述。
And in Hosea chapter 7, it talks about Ephraim, which is a type of the whole Israel. It talks about he is uncovered and evil deeds of Samaria.
他们求助于人，就是不靠自己的神，认贼作父。
He trusted only in men, but not in God. They relied on thieves and called thieves their father.
所以神就把他们交在亚述的手中啊，这就是没有专靠耶和华的结果。
Therefore, they were delivered into the hands of Assyrians, and they did not trust in the Lord.
就连南国的王啊，有的好，但是也是一样。
But even the kings of the southern kingdom of Judah, some of them are good, but they're all the same.
乌西亚虽然是行耶和华眼中看为正的事，但是秋坛没有废弃，百姓还在秋坛上向外邦神献祭。
Uriah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, yet they did not.Take away the high places.
那你说这个, what's the point? 你要讲什么呢?
So you ask, what's the point? What are you talking about?
The point is, 他们没有专心仰赖耶和华。
The point is that they did not trust in the Lord with all their heart.
你不要只看他们, 你我呢?
What about you and I?
我们也读经, 我们也祷告。
We read the Bible, we pray.
我们有没有专靠他呢?
But do we trust in the Lord with all our heart?
是不是每次知道了没有办法了，我才来求他？我们平常在每一件事情上都要来依赖他。
Do we only come to the Lord when we have no other way out, or do we come to trust Him in every little thing of our life?
所以我们就要看下面一半，就是说到啊，在一切所行的事上要认定他是丈夫，他是。
So the second half of this is that in all of our ways we need to acknowledge him as our father, as our husband.
Amen. 箴言三章六节上半说，在你一切所行的事上都要怎么样认定他。
Just as Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him.
认定他就是要接受并且承认一个事实，只有他才是独一无二的。
Acknowledging him, meaning that we need to reckon and to accept this one truth that he alone is true.
在何西阿书里面呢，他用了两方面来启示这位耶和华神跟我们的关系。
In Hosea, it talks about the relationship between God and us in two different aspects.
他是我们的丈夫，他是我们的父亲，所以他是独一无二的。
On one hand, he is our husband. On the other hand, he is our father. Therefore, there is only the Lord and there is none other.
何西阿书啊，分大概两大段。
The book of Hosea had two main sections.
一章到十章就说到他是丈夫，那我们呢？我们呢，是王后。
And the from chapter 1 to 10, it talks about he is the husband. And what about us? We are the queen.
这一位伟大的神不但是造物主， 不但是救赎主，他还要把我们这一般蒙救赎的所拣选的罪人做成他的配偶。
And this great God that we have, not only he's the Lord of creation, not only he's the Lord of redemption, but he also wants to bring us and mold us into his spouse.
我想想，我不知道你如何，这个是一个很难以想象的一个恩典。
I don't know about you, but when I think about it, it's unfathomable to me.
那么我们这些罪人不像样，对不对？但是要我们跟这个神，圣洁的神相配，那怎么办？
And we are sinners, completely despicable, and how can we even match and be worthy of this holy God?
神有他的计划。
Yet the Lord has his plan.
所以在何西阿书二章十九到二十节说，他以仁义公平慈爱怜悯并诚实，就是他自己的属性嘛，来聘我们永远归他为妻。
Therefore Hosea 2:19 says, he betrothes us in his righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and compassion, which is his full nature of himself.
这个他是王，他要把我们做成王后。
He is king, and he betrothes us to become his queen.
他不但是在外面要叫我们在地位上被称义，他还要在里面生命性情上面要我们像他，我们才能跟他相配啊！你想想看，这是将是一个何等伟大的杰作。
And he does not only justify us on the outward in position, but also in on the inside from our nature. He wants to change us so that we can be worthy of him.
我们盼望都能够 appreciate, 我们都能够欣赏啊，神是这样的要我们永远归他，专一爱他，全心依靠他。
I mean, we all learn to appreciate this masterpiece that God is working on, that he wants us to trust him only and to be surrendered to him wholly.
但是以色列人呢，却是一个不忠的妻子，对爱她的丈夫不忠不贞。
Yet these Israelites, they are an unfaithful wife who is adulterous towards a husband who loves her.
她在神以外还别有所爱，轻看神的救恩和自己王后尊贵的身份和地位。
And she loved many things outside of God himself, and she had looked lightly upon her position as a queen to a king.
作践自己去跟外人联合成为淫妇，离弃耶和华不遵他的命，且向巴利烧香。
She has defiled herself and offered incense to Baal and united herself with the foreigners, and she became unfaithful to God.
我们可能认为啊，以色列人向神不忠，跟我有什么关系？
Perhaps you think that the Israelites are unfaithful to God, but what does that have to do with us?
我们怎么可能是淫妇呢？弟兄啊，你怎么说的这么难听呢？
How can we be called adulterous woman? And brother, how come it sounds so dirty?
但是问题就在这里。
But this is the problem itself.
因为我们没有看见这个严重性，以为不专心依靠神没有什么了不起。
Because we have not seen how serious it is that we are unfaithful to God. And we think if we don't trust the Lord with all our heart, it's no big deal.
但是在神的眼中，或者从婚姻中夫妻的关系这个角度来看呢，不专心仰赖神和自己的丈夫，在一切事情上不认定他呢，就是不忠，就是不贞。
But if you see it from God's perspective, if you see it from the perspective of a husband and wife relationship, then if we don't trust in the Lord with all our heart, then we are unfaithful.
如果我们对这一点没有这样的认知啊，我们不会在一切所行的事上认定他。所以求主今天早晨开我们每一个人的眼睛。
Unless we see this very clearly, then there is no way for us to even trust him with all our heart. So may the Lord open all of our eyes this morning.
下面一节真好。
And you see the next verse.
但是啊，虽然我们都不好啊，但是呢，耶和华对何西阿说，你再去爱一个淫妇，好像以色列人，他们虽然偏向别神， 耶和华还是爱他。
Even though we are unfaithful, yet here it says, the Lord said to me, go again, love that woman who is loved by her.
也就是说，不论我们的光景如何，甚至于我们犯下了婚姻中的禁忌，他还是爱我们。
No matter what our condition is, even though we can even become adulterous, he still loves us.
他怎么爱呀？
How can he love us?
一切的代价。
How does he love? He loves by surrendering all and paying all the price.
你说神付什么一切的代价？他把他最宝贝的独生子钉在十字架上流血来赎我们。他的独生子就是他的一切啊。
What is the price that he has paid? He gave his only son, his all in all, to us, so that he can be nailed to the cross for our sins.
他替我们还清了罪债，他把我们买赎我们这个犯了淫乱成了奴隶的罪人回来归他，这是何等的爱。
He paid all the debt and he purchased us who are adulterous, who have fallen into sin and slaves to sin, and he brought us back to become his.
他是以这句话我们都听太多了，他是以永远的爱来爱我们。
And we have heard this so many times, he loves us with an everlasting love.
那么我就问了，这么一位包罗一切又爱我们到底的主，我们不认定他，我们还认定谁呢？
Then my question would be, this all-loving and all-encompassing God who has saved us and rescued us from all of our sins, if we don't trust in him, then who else do we go to?
我就想到利百加。
And I remember Rebecca.
当这个老仆人呢，带着亚伯拉罕一切的丰富啊，来聘这个为了以撒来聘利百加的时候。
And when the old servant of Abraham brought all the fullness and the richness of Abraham to Rebecca to betroth her as a bride.
这个老仆人说明天早上我就带他走啊。
And the old servant says, tomorrow morning we'll depart and go back to my master's house.
爸爸妈妈哥哥亲一把妹子啊女儿啊你真的就这么走吗？
And all the her father, her mother, her brothers are all saying, oh sister, are you really leaving so soon?
你看都还没看过他嘞，他说我去。
And you haven't even met the guy, but Rebecca says, I will go.
她认定以撒做她的丈夫。
She had acknowledged Isaac as her husband.
为什么？
Why?
她看见骆驼，这么多的骆驼背上背了这么多的丰富。
She saw,
哎呀，当然要认定了。
She saw all the camels with all the richness, you know, all the fullness. Of course, who else does she acknowledge?
但是但愿我们也看见呢，神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面呢，好不好？我们也都认定他，并且爱他。
May we also be like Rebecca to see all the fullness of the deity of God dwell bodily in bodily forms in Christ, so that we can also acknowledge Him and love Him.
我们看下面一点呢，就是何西阿书从十一章到十四章啊，说到他是父亲，我们是什么？王子啊，不只是儿子啊，是王子。
And from chapter 11 to chapter 14 in Hosea, it talks about our God is Father, and what are we? We are sons, but not only sons, but prince.
Amen. We are prince. We are princes. 这个好了，他这个神从万民中拣选以色列人做他的子民了，把他们从预表世界的埃及中招出来，要在他们身上成全他的旨意。
The Lord has called out Israel among all the nations to come out of Egypt, which is the type of the world, so that he can accomplish his will.
所以神的心意，神的旨意是什么？他的旨意不但是要以色列人做他的子民，并且要有他的生命做他的儿子，不但做儿子，还要做长子。长子是有长子名分的。
The Lord separated the people of Israel to become his people. Not only that, to become his son. Not only that, to become his firstborn, having all the inheritance of the firstborn.
长子的名分，以色列人都求这个东西啊。
And all the Israelites seek after this inheritance of the firstborn.
所以在出埃及记四章二十二到二十三节，神派摩西跟法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列是我的儿子，我的长子，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。
Therefore, Exodus, Moses went to the Pharaoh and told him, the Lord said, Israel is my son, and let my people go, let my son go that he may serve me.
所以在圣经里面，这个长子的名分包括什么？包括双份的土地，包括君王的职分，还包括祭司的职分，是一个何等崇高的身份和地位。
And the right of the firstborn in the Old Testament talks about you will inherit double portion of the land. You will inherit the right to be king, to be priest.
所以神要我们呢，得着美地，跟他一同做王，来治理这个地，并且做祭司来侍奉他。
So the will of God is so that we can inherit the land to, that we will be king and rule and reign with him, and we will be priests that we can bring people to God.
但是相反的，以色列人在美地上不但没有做王，反而还向外邦人称臣求助。
And on the contrary, the Israelites, when they enter in the promised land, not only they fail to become king or a kingdom, they even turn to the other nations for help.
他没有侍奉耶和华的神，反而去侍奉巴利。
They did not serve the Lord himself, but that they served Baal.
那刚刚讲这个耶罗伯安呢，白白的得到十个支派，但是呢，离开神活水的泉源呢，怎么？他糟蹋了神给他的长子的名分。
And earlier we mentioned Jeroboam, even the Lord blessed him with 10 tribes as his kingdom, yet he departed from the Lord and trampled the right of the firstborn underfoot.
你看看以色列人，好像神的旨意受到了挫折。
And if you see the history of Israelites, as if the purpose and the will of God has failed.
但是神的智慧知识啊，又深啊，又丰富啊。
Yet the wisdom and the knowledge of God is deep and unfathomable.
因为以色列人背叛嘛，这个橄榄树上的枝子就折下来了，反而把我们这些外邦人也橄榄枝子给接上了。
And because of their rebellion, the branch in the olive tree was broken off, and all of us who are wild olive branches can be grafted in.
所以在何西阿书一章第十节后半说，从前在什么地方对他们说你们不是我的子民，将来在那里必对他们说你们是永生神的儿子。
Therefore, Hosea 1:10 says, in the place where it is said to them, you are not my people, it will be said to them, you are the sons of the living God.
这个话不那么简单呢。
And it's not a simple verse.
一面是指说以色列人说的。
On one hand, it talks about Israel.
在新约里面，这一句话就应验在你我这回外邦人的身上。本来不是神的子民，竟然今天也成了他的儿子。
But in the New Testament time, this verse becomes true to you and I. We who were not the son of God, now we can be called sons of the living God.
圣经的形容真好啊！我们这些野橄榄枝，因着相信接受啊，也一同被接在其中，得着橄榄根的肥枝。
What a great description in the Bible that we who are wild olive branches now can be grafted in into the true vine, into the olive tree, that we can receive all the supply from the trunk.
就是说，我们也可以，我们可以，我们都可以享受基督的丰富，我们可以享受他的生命，成为永生神的儿子，得着长子的名分，这是一个何等奇妙的救恩呢？
That is to say, you and I, all of us can truly receive all the fullness of God and to receive the sonship that God has determined for his people.
让我们汲取以色列人失败的经历。
So let us,
不然连原来的枝子会砍掉，如果我们糟蹋了儿子的名分了，我们也会被砍下，是一个非常的严厉的警告。
So let us really learn from the failure of Israelites. Even the original olive branch can be broken off. Then what about the new wild olive branch that were grafted in? If we fail to follow the Lord, then we can also be cut off.
好，我们现在看第三点，他必指引我们的路。
And the third point that He shall direct our path.
箴言三章六节下半说，他必指引你的路。
And Proverbs says, He will direct our path.
当我们专心依靠他，当我们认定他的时候，他一定就会指引我们的路。
As soon and as long as we trust in Him with all our heart, and He will direct our path.
哎，你说这个OK，指引我，你要 appreciate. 他不但是引路人，他自己就是道路。
And you may say, oh, that sounds pretty good, but we really need to come to appreciate this. Not only He's the one who make our path straight, but He is our way Himself.
当地上没有路的时候，在他里面就有路。
When there is no way on the earth, in Christ you will find a way.
我举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
当这个亚述王啊灭了北国八年以后啊，哎，就来攻打南国了。
The king of Assyria, as after he destroyed the northern kingdom Israel, after 8 years, he came to lay siege on the southern kingdom.
耶路撒冷，我要团团围住。威胁恐吓。
He laid a great siege against Jerusalem. And he made many threats.
完了，完了，到了绝路了。
And you may thought, oh, that's the end. There is no way out.
但是这个西西家王呢，他专心仰赖耶和华，他认定唯独耶和华是神，他一定可以拯救他们脱离敌人的手。
But King Hezekiah trusted in the Lord with all his heart. He trusted the Lord will deliver him from the hands of the enemies.
地上没有路，天上开路啊。
And when there is no way on the earth, the Lord opened a way in heaven.
当夜神的使者出去，一下子就把亚述大军185,000的军队都灭掉了。
And that very night, the angel of the Lord went out and killed 185,000 people in the army of Assyria.
所以你不要小看这个全心仰赖耶和华，你这样的话就是在旷野中啊。他也会从天上给我们开道路。
So do not look lightly upon this matter of trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Even in the desert, He will find a way.
上个主日我们看见弟兄带我们看见列王记下3章4章以色列人中有三种绝望的情形。
And last Sunday, our brother showed us from the Second Kings there are three desperation points of desperation.
三个王。国际征战的这个灾难。
There are three kings. They all had a disaster calamity of warfare.
穷困的家庭来到了绝境，两个儿子都要给人家卖掉了。
Well, there is another desperation of a family in poverty that two sons will be sold as slaves.
富有家庭的独儿子死掉了。
And then there is another family, a rich family, who had the only son who died.
但是在这三种绝望的光景中，人都转向神，都到了先知以利沙的面前。
But in all three of these desperations, these people turned to God. They came before prophet Elisha.
以利沙借着弹琴的，他关上了门，就得着了神指示那个出路。
And as Elisha turned to the Lord, he received the way out.
当耶和华的灵和他的手降在以利沙的身上的时候，就指示百姓啊，在山谷中挖沟。
And as the hand and the spirit of God came upon Elisha, he instructed the people to dig trenches in the valley.
耶和华神就是从水从以东地啊流来啊，就解了三个王和他们牲畜的渴的问题，而且把摩亚人交在他们的手里。
And so the Lord brought water from the land of Edom and delivered the people unto these the deliver the king of Moab unto the kings.
穷困家要被卖的孩子，富有人家死去的儿子，他们都得了拯救。
And the poor family that was about to sell their sons, or the rich family who had a son who died, they all were delivered.
今天我们是不是也同样面对这三方面的困境呢？
And what about us? Do we fall into these kind of desperations today?
我这是看看呢、啊，我们周围的情形好像来到绝境了，没路往前了。
We look around us as if we often come to dead ends, and there is no way out.
人心刚硬，不要主。
And so many hearts are so hardened, and they reject the Lord.
国家、社会、学校行了许多叫神眼中看为恶的事。
And our country, our society, even the schools are full of evil and full of things that displease the Lord.
像下一代脑子里灌输那些似是而非的观念。
And there are so many things that were taught to our next generation.
我们眼看着神家的下一代啊，被卖为奴。
And we are witnessing our next generation in the house of God.They're being sold as slaves.
爱神的心冷淡呢、啊，好像灵里死亡了一样。
The love of the Lord has grown cold, as if our heart and our spirit has died.
做父母的呢
？And as parents,
无能为力。
And we feel like that we're completely helpless.
我们要向神呼喊呐、啊。
And we cry to the Lord.
主啊，你不要袖手旁观呐、啊。
Lord, do not just be a bystander.
你想想看，如果这个世界被摩亚人统治。我们的下一代还有什么出路？
Imagine this, if our whole country and our whole world is being ruled by the Moabites, then what of our next generation?
如果我们的下一代都做世界的奴隶， 如果我们的儿孙都在灵里死亡。
If your sons and daughters can be, will become slaves of the world, and if they all have died in their spirit.
我们人生还有什么指望？我们活在地上还有什么意义？
Then what is our hope in life?
仇敌在儿女身上所做的事情，目的就是来毁灭神的家，你知不知道？
And the purpose that the enemy is doing all these things to your sons and daughters is so that they can destroy the house of God.
我们要有这样的认知啊，这些孩子都是神的产业。
And we need to know that they are heritage of the Lord.
我们怎么办？
And what can we do?
我们都要来到神面前。
We ought to all come before the Lord.
像弟兄上个礼拜交通的，要关上门，就像那个书念妇人一样。
Just like the Shulamite woman to come before the Lord and close the doors.
为神的下一代，我们要呼求我们的神。
And to cry out to the Lord for our next generation.
我们要紧紧抱住神人的脚，要专靠主，要认定他，因为他只有他才能拯救啊！除他以外，别无救主啊！
And we need to cling onto the man of God, or cling onto God Himself, because there is no salvation outside of Him.
让我们一起来向神开口，让我们一起来经历他的拯救和开路。
May we all cry out to the Lord together. May we all come to experience the deliverance of the Lord.
我们不是没有路。
It's not that we have no way.
今天基督就是那个真以利沙。
Today, Christ is that true Elisha.
他就是何西阿这个名字所预表的耶和华拯救。
He is the name of Hosea.That God is my salvation.
而且他已经降世，已经成为我们的救主。
And He has already come. He has already become our Savior.
就如啊，这一个何西阿书十一章第一节太多了。哎，十一章第一节说的，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
Just like Hosea says in chapter 11, when Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
这句话不那么简单。
And it's not just a simple verse.
它不但是指以色列人出埃及的时候啊，就是神的儿子。
Because it not only talks about Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, they were called sons of God.
这句话在马太福音第二章，当主耶稣年幼的时候，被希律追杀，逃到了埃及，直到希律死了。他说什么？就是应验这一句话。
But it became true Matthew chapter 2, when the King Herod was trying to kill all the babies in Bethlehem, and the family of Jesus went to Israel, into Egypt as they came out, this verse became true.
意思是什么?
What does that mean?
意思就是神差他自己的儿子来救赎我们这一些从埃及被召出来的儿子。
That means he has sent his son to rescue his sons like all of us out of Egypt.
在基督这个美地上的这个复活的生命和喜乐满足的生命。
So the life of Christ, the resurrected life, the life that's full of satisfaction and joy.
就是那个包罗一切的叫人活的灵。
It is the spirit of life that gives life.
今天就住在你我这一切相信接受他人的灵里面。
And he himself dwells within the spirit of all of you and I who trust in him.
基督是橄榄树，他是橄榄油，他就是叫人活的灵住在我们里面的那个膏油。
Christ is the olive tree. He gives the olive oil. He is the anointing of life in each one of us.
你说这跟我有什么关系？
And you said, what does that have to do with
有
me?
And 我们中间每一个人里面至少都有一小瓶油。
And all of you, every one of us, have at least a small vial of oil.
这个油要用。
And we need to use
that oil.
We need to pour out that oil.
你说怎么用，怎么倒出来啊？
You say, how do I use it? How do I pour it out?
盖子要打开，要开口。
You just need to open the lid, open your mouth.
我从年轻的时候我就受带领。
And since I was young, I was led by older brothers and sisters.
一个人的口开，心就开，心开，灵就开。
If you open your mouth, your heart will be open. If your heart is open, then your spirit will be open.
大家都说啊，这个 teenager 很难啊，很难带啊。
And many people say it's so hard to deal with teenagers.
我想想我 teenager 的时候我妈妈怎么带我的。
And I try to remember how my mom dealt with me when I was a teenager.
你想那幅图画那个 teenager。
And if you can kind of picture the teenager years.
我妈妈就说小弟啊祷告。
And so my mom just simply says, little brother, pray.
Yeah, little brother, 我是小儿子嘛。
I was the youngest son, so she just calls me that.
开口就有路。
But if you're willing to open your mouth, then you will find a way.
何西阿说，你们要开垦荒地。
And Hosea says, you need to plow the barren land.
对
,feral land.
我们不开口，我们的心就是荒地。
If we do not open our mouth, then our heart is the barren land.
很硬啊。
And it's hardened.
他说你们要在山谷中挖沟。
And he says you need to dig out trenches in the valleys.
哎呀，我就是想啊，就是开口。
And when I thought about it, it just means that we need to open our mouth.
这个能够解决我们灵里贫穷的问题。
It will solve a lot of the poverty in our spirit.
真的，开口啊。
Truly.
夫妻两个不讲话就麻烦了。
If open your mouth like husband and wife, if you don't talk, then you will have troubles.
只要肯开口还有救。
But if you are willing to communicate with each other, there is still hope.
所以啊，我们要取用，要操练，要分享我们灵里面一切的丰富。
So we need to receive and to exercise all the fullness in your spirit.
生命才会长大，里面的油才会加多。
Then your life will grow and your oil will increase.
这是一条蒙拯救，这是一条解决困境，这是一条正确的道路，我们要行在其中。
This is the right way, the way to salvation, the way to redemption, and we need to walk in it.
好，现在来到何西阿书最后一章最后一节。
And we come to the last verse of the book of Hosea.
最后一章最后一节当然是结论咯。
Of course, it's the conclusion.
这也是我的结论。
And which is also what concludes
this message. 谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？
Whoever is wise.
谁是通达人可以知道这一切？
Whoever is discerning, let him know this.
这里讲到智慧通达。
It talks about wisdom and discernment.
因为耶和华的道是正直的。
Because the way of the Lord are right.
他不是指引我们的路吗？他的路是对的。
Because he is the one who directs our path and his ways are right.
我们呢，义人行在其中，义恶人罪人却在其上跌倒。
And the righteous will walk in them, yet the transgressors will stumble in them.
这条路你肯走，就是路。
If you are willing to walk on it, then it's a way for you.
这条路你不肯走，就是你摔跤的地方。
And if you are not willing to walk on it, this is your stumbling block.
这里说到智慧，
It talks about wisdom.
世上一切的智慧，我告诉你，包括人工智慧，都是人的智慧。
All the wisdom and intelligence of men, including artificial intelligence, these are all just the wisdom of men.
唯有从上头来的智慧才是真智慧，也只有他指示的路才是正路，才是对的路。
Only the wisdom from above is true wisdom. Only when he directs our path, that's the way for us.
科技发达了，我们什么都是 Google, 都是什么，还有一个什么 chat, 然后呢很快就找到答案了。
So today we have advanced in technology. You have Google, you have ChatGPT. You can find the answer very easily.
花多少时间在网上 search, 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 就是不肯到主面前来求问。
How much time are you willing to spend on the internet to search and search and search instead of coming before the Lord to simply ask him?
这是仇敌的诡计啊。
That is a vile of the enemy.
就是用神以外的一切事物来霸占我们。
And he wants to occupy us by all the things outside of Christ.
好是好，方便是方便。
It sounds good, sounds very convenient.
那都是人的智慧。
But these are only wisdom of men.
绝对不能取代神的地位。
They cannot replace God.
不是从上头来的智慧，不是真智慧，而且没有神的路怎么样？引到灭亡。
And if we do not have the wisdom from above, then we have no wisdom.
任何的人事物如果取代神，霸占我们的心，我们都要小心。
And if we don't have the way of the Lord,would go into a dead end.
像上周弟兄说的，要关上门。
And so like our brother said, we need to close our doors.
怎么关呢？
How do we close them?
通通关门呢？
So do you all learn to close doors?
常常关上我们的手机。
Just simply turn off your phones.
安静在主面前，求告他，求问他，听听主怎么说。
To quietly come before the Lord, seek him, ask him, to see what he's saying.
只有他的道路，只有他的话才是对的。
Only his way is true. Only his words are real.
如果我们专心寻求他，我们专心来听他，我们一定会经历他对我们的指引。
If we learn to trust him in all his ways, to follow his ways, then we will learn to follow him.
照着去行。
and then to walk in it.
叫你挖沟你就挖沟。
If he asks you to dig a trench, then dig a trench.
叫你倒油你就倒油。
If he asks you to pour out the oil, then you pour it out.
如果我们照着主所带领我们的路，他说指引你的路嘛，我们都遵行。
If the Lord is directing our path and we walk in it,
就像三个王，穷寡妇，死了独子的苏念妇人，我们都能得着拯救，那我们才是真正的智慧人，我们才是真正的通达人。
Then we will be like those three kings, where the poor widow or the Shulamite woman, we would just simply obey. Then we will be called those who are wise and of discernment.
他必指引我们的路。
He will direct our path.
但是我们要相信，要行在其中啊。
But we also need to walk in it. We need to trust it and we need to follow it.
哎呀，有很多亲爱的弟兄姊妹们已经跑完了这一条信心的道路，在主里安睡了。
We have so many dear brothers and sisters who have finished their race in the Lord and they have rested in the Lord.
我们这些还活在世上的人，彼此鼓励。
But while we still have a chance.
天天时时仰望主。
While we're still in this world, may we encourage one another, no matter if you're young or old.
对准目标。
To line up the goal.
专心仰赖并认定他。
And to trust him and to acknowledge him.
不偏左右。
Do not turn to the left or the right.
只跑到见主的日子。
Until the day we see the Lord face to face.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us. Let us pray.
Oh, 亲爱的主啊。
Oh, dear Father.
感谢你就是那包罗一切的美地。
Thank you that you are that all-encompassing good land. May we acknowledge you.
主啊，在一切的事情上认定你。
May we trust you in all things.
要指引我们的路。
We know you will direct our path.
但愿我们也跟随你。
May we also learn to follow you.
纪念我们的下一代。
May you remember our next generation.
不要把他们交在摩亚人的手里。
Do not deliver them into the hands of the Moabites. Lord, may you save them and rescue them. They are your inheritance. May we all of us, from the youngest to the oldest in the house of God, may we all learn to follow you and press on forward. May you bless your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.